You know, we dug ourselves in a hole that first half. I felt there was that segment where in the middle of the first half where we played just on the first side and we just weren't real good. We're just a good team when we get to the second, third, fourth side. I mean, we just that's who we've got to be. When we try to do it on the first side and not trust the offense, we dig ourselves in a hole, and that happened today. Defensively, we weren't real good the first half, which, again, is all credit to Northwestern, but the second half we were much better, and we've got to hang our hat on, you know, on the defensive end. You know, we missed some free throws the first half. We missed a lot of layups. But, look, I love our team. We're still a work in progress, and we're still, you know, it's still relatively an early season, and we just got to continue to try to figure it out. And our next step of for our program and moving forward, we got to try to win some of these road games.
Did you have any level of concern when Georgia Tech was steaming back there?
Yeah, sure, because I saw how tired we were. You know, we were really tired. You know, I think it was just kind of a culmination of we play really hard. I mean, you guys see that. You know, our guys are we're really competing on both ends, and the way we have to play offense, we need to cut hard. So that gets you tired too. So we're playing hard on both ends. The fourth game in 7 days with cross-country travel, I thought we really got winded and we were just, you know, trying to hold on, and we did. But yes, to answer your question, I was concerned. You know, we had a couple times we had the ball at the basket. It was kind of in and out. We missed a few free throws. They had kids banking in free throws. You know, all of a sudden you're like, what's going on here? You know, let's get it together. So, but we won the game, and that's what I told the guys. Like, at the end of the day, you know, can we be better? Yes. You know, we're 7 games in, and I love the fact that we're learning while still winning. And I was really proud of the effort tonight.
Obviously, the 3 games in four days last weekend is a big challenge, and then tonight. It's like, how do you approach that? Because, you know, during a normal week, you play like twice a week.
Yeah, no, it's. I think everybody, with our decision in our league to go to 20 games, we knew we'd had to keep these 2 games in early the first weekend of December. And when you try, most of the teams in our league play in exempt events, you know, which is going to be 2 to 3 games somewhere. You're going to come back, go right into your ACC game, and then right into 2 conference games. So, I mean, everybody, if you look at everybody's schedule in our league right now, it's a major gauntlet. And the teams that are going to come out on top are going to be the ones that can navigate it the best. And, you know, it's very important. You have these 2 games early to get your guys in the mindset of, man, it's a conference game. And, you know, I think our guys will get it really quickly when they get off the bus and they walk into that Sea of Red at Assembly Hall, you know, one of the great venues in all of college basketball. So we got to get rested. You know, we got to get our legs. We got to get our minds adjusted. That doesn't mean we can't have preparation with film and walkthrough and things like that. But, you know, for us to get through the next game on Saturday, we're going to have energy for 40 minutes. So the main thing I'm concerned about right now is getting my guys rest, getting them recovered, and so we can have fresh minds and fresh bodies on Saturday afternoon.
I mean, we're a good team. I think we play really well in the first half, and then we let some fatigue set in. And, I mean, Georgia Tech's a good team, so they, you know, they made a little run there. But I'm glad we just toughed out a win at the end. I think this win just shows we can be a really good team.
Vic, what have you learned about the team most since the start of the season?
Yeah, man, I think that we got a lot of new pieces that are very effective. I think Ryan Taylor, AJ, and all the freshmen do a really good job of playing their roles and playing them at a high level. I mean, Ryan today played very well, and down the stretch he kind of carried us. We were looking for some offense, kind of struggling there. But I think, you know, everybody, AJ's doing a great job, and this whole new system and everything that we're playing, we're putting in, is different than what we, you know, are accustomed to seeing. Like, I've been here, you know, for a long time, and I'm sure you guys have watched for a long time. And just seeing the free movement and the pace of the cuts that we do now are much different than the old high ball screen, just kind of four low, let somebody make a play happen. So I'm happy with, you know, with how the team's looking.